Okay, good morning. We are doing Hilchos Trefos, Siman Lamed Hey. We're continuing with Si'if Gimel. I just want to point out something from Chulin Illuminated. So he just points out that whenever we see the words Kane and Grogeret in the Shulchan Aruch, it means the exact same thing. They both are the windpipe or trachea. And that's how it's used interchangeably. However, he just says, if you want to be a little bit more precise, kane refers to the inside tube, per se, and the rings of cartilage are called taba'ot. So he writes, I don't know, but he writes, technically, what we call the trachea is the grogeret, and the portion that creates the tube is the kane, and again, the rings of cartilage that we know they're not connected. I mean, it's not the entire trachea is not one long tube of cartilage. It's rings of cartilage that are attached together, which makes it very flexible and easy for the animal or for people to extend and turn our necks however we want. And fine.
And also, together is only by
No, it's by behema also. And we sent down the picture, and it's going to come up a little bit. So I'll just give a couple descriptions that from it's labeled in the pictures from Chulin Illuminated. So with the lobes, so the top lobe on the right side is also mitpatzelet. We're going to see it splits into two and wraps around the trachea. What's interesting about the third one on the right side, it describes it as arucha ve'ava. So it's thicker and longer than the other ones. On the left side, the lower one, there's two on the left side. So that's the second one. The lower one is a meshucha kechetz. It's also long, but it becomes more pointy, like the head of an arrow, than the other side. So we're going to see how that plays in a little bit. Okay, and fine. Let's go to Gimel. Yitosfu ha'unot b'minyanam. You have extra of these lobes. Imaita unei etera b'tzad ha'unot. If it's on the side, right, all the way to the right, all the way to the left, you add more of these lobes on the sides of it. Or it's in front of the animal, the ventral side, the stomach side, right? So then it's okay. If you have extra lobes on the sides or in the front, right? It says la'umat halev because right behind the rib cage on the stomach, on the ventral side, right? You have in the middle is the sternum. Right behind that is where you have the heart and then the lungs. The lungs are a little bit wrapped around the heart, but the heart is certainly on the ventral side compared to the lungs. And so then it's mutter. V'imaita al gaba, but if it would be on the back side, you have a lobe on the back side, the spinal side, okay, the dorsal side. So then, shehula umat hatzlaot, which is towards the majority and the thicker part of the ribs, because we know the ribs go all the way around, but that refers to the back part. Harezo trefa, that is a trefa. You can't have, right, that depends, which is considered normal and healthy and which is not considered normal and healthy. Hu shetiyeh ke'ale shel hadas. Now, it must be a minimum size in order for it to be considered a lobe as far as being existent or not existent, missing or extra. It has to have, there's a minimum shear. And the shear is an ale, a leaf, one leaf of a hadas. Right? We're all familiar with what a hadas is. Achar shenefachua. After you blow it up. You measure it when you blow it up. that's correct. That's correct. So I'll get to that in 1 second. So you measure it when you blow it up. So since we're talking about an extra lobe on the back, which makes it a trefa, so then if it's a tiny little nodule, that wouldn't be a problem. Once it's the size of a leaf, of a hadas, then it is a trefa. If it's smaller, it's kshira. Now, what is the size of a hadas? Very good. So there happens to be a two-way machokas. It either is the size of a nail on your thumb. Of course, everyone's thumb is different. You go by the average thumb. The nail on the thumb, that's one. That's the smaller possibility. The second possibility is it's the length from the tip of your thumb to the first knuckle of the, or middle knuckle of your thumb, which is probably about double the size, whatever that is. And so that's a machlokas. And we don't really know what is the real hadas. So the halacha is, you go lachumra. Chochma masadam writes that. You have to go lachumra. We're talking about din deraisa. So it depends. It depends on the case. Sometimes you want the lobe there. You need a minimum of lobes. And sometimes you don't want the extra lobe. So whatever it is, lachumra, that's, sometimes you go by the bigger shear. Sometimes you go by the smaller shear. And some explain, this I brought on Sichas Chulin, quoting the Mahariyu and the Maharats, and he says there's a couple different explanations for the machlokas. Either do you look at the hadas by width or by length? That's unclear. That's one possibility. Another one is you go by a regular hadas, hadashote, or even on one branch itself. The lower ones and the upper ones are different sizes. So anyways, we don't really know what the shear is. And we go lachumra, but it goes by either the nail or the thumb. That's the shear that's given. You don't look at hadasim. It's already been established to go by the nail or the up to the knuckle. Right. Also, when you blow it, that's when you see if it goes in which direction, the back or the front. I mean, in cases where it's unusual, and that's only if it's a strict protrusion, an extra lobe in that direction. But sometimes you have it and it curves, and really it's coming from the kosher side, and then that's not a problem. And obviously we need a little shimush to get to fully understand. Okay. Right, that was from the Shach. Haga, v'yesh machmirin le'esar kol yitra ch'ena bedari de'une. Dare means tzad, side, or perhaps seder, depending what you look at. But the Rama says that we only allow extra lobes if it's on the right side or on the left side, if it looks like it's just coming out of the side. V'chen nohagin v'miktas mekomos lesar yitrat afilu mikama. And that's the minhag in some places, where it's aser, even if it comes out of the front side, the ventral side, right? V'ein mechalkin bein mikama bein migava. Whether it's in the front or in the back, ventral or dorsal, doesn't matter. It's extra lobe and it makes it a trefa. Ele im hu omed bedari deune, unless it's on the sides. V'keshenovchin oto note lekama kasher. And when you blow it up, but then it starts to tilt a little bit to the front, that's okay. Im no telagaba trefa, but if it tilts to the back, then it's a trefa. Ube medinos elu aminag lahakshir yitras mekama ve'ein lashanos haminag. But then he says, but really the minag is to be mekel if it's in the front, and the custom is, and we don't change from, we don't deviate from the custom. Okay, Dalet. Nimset una yetera besof shipule ha'uma. If you have this extra lobe that's on the bottom of the, these are the caudal lobes, the big ones on the bottom, what we consider bottom. So again, depends if you have the animal upside down or not, but if it's standing up, so it's the bottom ones, with the two bigger bottom ones. So if it's at the end of them, then that's okay, that's kshera. It has the din, it's called bedari de'une. In other words, that's the same din. That's what we call it. Obviously, it's these are the uma, and it's on the bottom. It's not the sides of the uni, but that's, well, for halachic purposes, that's what it's called. Okay. Hey, una shel yamin. Now the right side una hasmucha legargeret b'meitzer achaze eitzel atzavar mamish. So this is the top una on the right side. And it's right next to the neck. It wraps around the windpipe. It wraps around the trachea, and it gets a little bit tight among the in the breast area. Eitzel hatzavar mamish, right by the neck. Hatachtona shehi elyona. So it's the top one, the cranial one, the first one on the top. It's called the tachtona, because when you flip your animal upside down and you hang it from the legs, now it's on the bottom. So it's the bottom one when you're looking at it, but we really know it's the top one. Hasmucha latzavar, right? Im yimtza al gaba ketarfa de'asa. Tarfa means an ale, it's just it's a leaf. So if it's on the back of it, the size of a tarfa de'asa kshera, doesn't matter. Mipnei shekein darka lipatza. Because it's normally, it branches out and wraps around the trachea. One goes in the front, one goes in the back, and that's the way it is. V'dafka yamanit. Now this only applies to the right one. Avalos malit, not the left one. V'yesh mish omer dafka lamala mechetzia, avalo lamata mechetzia, aval lamata mechetzia trefa. This is only if it's the top half of it is wrapping around, but if it's the bottom half, then it's a trefa. It has to be the top part, not the bottom. Okay. Haga hada makshirin yuter b'dari duhne mikol makom be'inan shelo yu yuter unot bismol mi biyamin. The Ramah holds that, now we spoke about you're allowed to have extra lobes in certain places, right, on the sides. So then he says that's true on a condition that you still end up with more lobes on the right side than on the left side. If it's more on the left, then it's a trefa. Kegon shiyu dalad bismol v'gimel biyamin. Right? We know normally it's three on the right, two on the left. If you have three on the right and four on the left, so according to the Shulchan Aruch, if I'm not confused, that's 100% okay. But according to the Ramah, it's not, because the number is wrong. Aval. Im him shave b'shave, if it's equal, b'kol tzad, gimel o dalet unot, like three or four on both sides, three on both sides or four on both sides, v'omdot kulam b'dari d'unei, and they're all on the sides, right? Kasha, then it's okay. V'im nire b'una achas, kemin sedek, mitzdaref l'achshah. And even if it's not a clear separate lobes, but you have some kind of a crack, so that it's, I guess it's mostly fused, but partially distinct, separated, just a little bit. Mitzdarif lahakshir. Then it's good enough to be mitzdarif. Aval, lo lahatrif, but not to make it a trefa. The ein choshishim is dakim lahatrif. Right, the stakim don't make it. We use stakim where it's a little bit separated in order to make it kosher when you need that for the count, but not to make it a trefa. Una shenitpatzla v'yishla shoresh echad ke'ovei etzba. And you have one lobe on the top, the cranial lobes. You have one lobe that comes out and then it splits. But at the base of it, it's has the thickness of a finger, right, a thumb. Eina nechshavet el achas. It's still only called one. V'lo mikri yitrat, and it's not considered an extra one. Ela imesh lo tsurat una, unless it looks like a separate una. Aval nimtza agabe hareya makom gavoa rachav lamata ve'av lamata. And if you find it on, if you find it on, oh, I read it the opposite. Okay. Anyway, so if it's on the lungs, in a makam, it's gavoa rachav lamata. So the It's wide on the bottom and thick towards the top. She'ena chad berosho, and it's not pointy on its head. Nikra gavshushit kshera. It's just considered a bump, and it's kshera. V'cheni nimtza una agabe hareya v'guma tachtea. And so too, if you find an una on the reya, and there's a guma, I guess like a pit underneath it. I don't know the right word. Kishenochin hareya kol una nofelet l'toch haguma. And then when you blow it up, it fills this area or cavity. V'shave l'shar hareya. And now it looks like it's, you know, flows with the rest of it. Alfa pishene nichneset toch haguma ela kishenamanichin mayad benachat alea kshira. The einze yeteret ela pitzul hareya. And so now it fills in the cavity, and when you just feel it gently, and we'll hopefully get this explained maybe with the Rabban David, but when you, this is not considered an extra one. Ela pitzul hareya, it's just considered a separating of the reya. U'miachar sheyesh lo guma tachtav, lanuach bo eino atid lehitparek. Since it has the space below it, it's not going to cause it to separate. Kishara yitra, just like yitera, just like every other lobe. Ukashera and its kshera, ve'in lahakshar pitzul kazerak migaba, deha pitzul munach al aguma. And you should only be machshir this pitzul on the back and not, I don't know. Because anyway, this extra extension is on this cavity. Aval mikama hapitzel nofel lamata v'sofa litparek v'trefa. But if you have this pitzel in the front, then it's likely to separate, and therefore it's a trefa. Okay. Hopefully we'll get this explained in the live share. Yesh omrim de'im nimtza yitrat neged charit zavarda dino kama pitzel beguma. And if this is some say that if this extra, this extra lobe is by the creases or the separations of where you have the small middle lobe, intermediate lobe, that's right. It's called inenuta de varda. Kama pitzul beguma ve'ein lismach azeh rak bishat etchak ubehefsed meruba, and only we rely on this, behefsid meruba. Okay, let's go on. Vav, achas me'unos shihi pechuta mika'ale hadas, achar shenavchua havele chasera utrefa. Any one of the unos, right, if you need one of them, not if there's an extra one, that doesn't matter, but any one of the three and two that we need, if any one of the lobes are too small, smaller than the leaf of a hadas, which we mentioned, even, and it goes by after you blow it up, if it's still too small, it's as if it's not there, and since you're missing one of the vital lobes, it would be a trefa. Zayin. Chasera achas menos hayamim. Havarda mashlamet. So, Shulchan Aruch writes, if you only have, let's say, two on the right side instead of three, and then you still have the regular intermediate lobe, that small one, the inuta de varda. So that counts, right? We know that that one's normally on the right side anyway, and that counts. It's in the middle, but a little bit to the right, not exactly in the middle. So therefore, right, and so that the Ramah is also machmer if it switches from the little bit of the right to the little bit of the left. So anyways, he says, Shulchan Aruch paskins, that can count as one of the right ones. Mashlamet. V'yesh omrim, Naga says, Ramah de'ena mishlamet, v'hachi nahug. We hold, no, it needs to be a full three where they normally are, and a full two on the other side where they normally are, and you can't use this extra one. Okay, chet. Re'a she'en la chituche, chitucha de'une. If you have a lung, and it just looks like one big ball, right? You don't have any of these lobes, so then it's trefa. V'im sedek kamara hefresh b'neim, but if you have a little bit of a crack in between, then separation. So then, you're going to see it's going to be fine. Kishir ale hadas, and you have to have at least enough of a separation where you have the distinction, the size, in an area of the size of at least a leaf of a hadas, which is really not much. Bein biikran, bein beemtzaan, bein besofan, kshira. Anywhere, as long as you have this sedek and it's the shira of a hadas, for any one of the lobes, it'll make it a kshira.
Even though it reconnects at the top.
I don't think so. Just towards the end of it.
Where do you have
the gap? Okay, so it makes it look like separate lobes. Okay, maybe we can draw some pictures after. But haga v'yesh machshirin beheker osede kol shehu afal pi she'ena kitarfa de'asa, and some are machshir even without a tarfa de'asa, the leaf of a hadas, just a mashu. Okay. V'yesh lismoch alayu imesh hefsin meruba lahatrif. And here the Rama is very makel, and he says you're allowed to rely on it. Okay. When the cases of hefsin meruba. Ha'una tachtona shayamin darkol yod ava ve'arucha me'una imtzait gami. So this we kind of mentioned in the beginning. The bottom one of the right three cranial lobes are wider or thicker and long, and more than the middle one of the right ones. Gami yoter gavua mishal smo, and it's above the left one, compared to the left one on the other side, it's higher. V'im hi devuka ba'uma lagamri, and if it's completely attached to the uma, one of the bottom bigger lobe, right, the caudal ones, the lagamri, rak shenira heker simanim ela b'makom shrayu liyot ha'una mikre heker kshira. As long as it looks like it's a separate one, then it's going to be kshira. V'hu hadin im nikar sham siman acher sheniker ha'una ktsat. As long as there's some kind of a distinction. V'afilo heker ayidea simpon ragel liyot be'una, even with these are simponot, are, see, basically it's the same words. Simponot, sometimes even I believe, are blood vessels. But here when we're talking about the lungs, you first have the two main branches, the bronchus or bronchi, and then you have the little ones that continue to branch off. And those all basically have the same name of simpon. And so even that can help you make a distinction to show that it's a separate lobe. Im nimsa sham simpon v'magel haragel yot una mikrei heker. V'kol elu hadvarim badkinan umisharinan achar shenafchu areya. And again, you blow up the lungs and then you look. Because the animal breathes and it's constantly getting expanded and contracted when you blow it up. And that's how it's defined. Yesh omrim the begedim utlaim in lahatrif im lo nimtzu unot afilo belo heker v'sedek klal dehachi or bitayo v'erchel. And there are some where mekel when it comes to the kids, the babies. Shach says it has to be less than 30 days, and you have to know for sure that the animal is less than 30 days, and then you can be mekel according to the Rama, according to Yesh omrim. In the Rama, that even if it all looks like one lobe completely, one ball, without anything, because the hachi rebiteo, that's the way it grows virocheo, and it's normal for it to be like this. The bekatnut leit lahu, when it first is born, it doesn't have all these separate lobes, lokeshem megadlin, gedile haunos vedayo. And as it gets older, then the lobes become distinct.